Watch, Rep. Elect Dan Crenshaw, Rhetoric of the Wall Makes Democrats Crazy. By Kyle Morris on December 24, 2018. Congressman-elect Dan Crenshaw, RTX, spoke with Breitbart News from the Turning Point USA's 2018 Student Action Summit about a variety of topics including the citizen-driven funding for President Donald Trump's border wall, the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Syria, and Saturday Night Live star Pete Davidson mocking his war wound. "I want to see the border security funded," Dan Crenshaw told Breitbart News entertainment editor Jerome Hudson. "I certainly would have voted for that in the House. Now, of course, it goes to the Senate to die. The Senate needs 60 votes. That's the world we live in right now. That's an inescapable reality, unfortunately. The question we have to keep asking the Democrats is, listen, you need to explain to us why open borders are a better option than the $5 billion investment. $5 billion, in the grand scheme of the federal budget, is pretty much a rounding error. And a pretty worthy investment for national security issues." Crenshaw also noted how the flow of illegal immigrants into the United States is having a negative impact on the American economy overall. "It's frankly unsustainable from an economic standpoint. From the standpoint of our school systems, our hospitals, from our low-income hospitals in Houston. 25% of the people who go to use those facilities are illegal immigrants," Crenshaw remarked. 400,000 people apprehended on the border every year. "That's actually the lowest point, 'cause we're always hearing that," Crenshaw said. "That's true, but just because it was astronomically high before doesn't mean it's low now. The rhetoric of the wall makes Democrats crazy. We have to pin them down on this because this is an important issue." Crenshaw also spoke on Trump's latest plan to withdraw troops from Syria, saying he disagrees with the president. "I disagree with troop withdrawal from Syria and Afghanistan. I always have," Crenshaw said. "We go there so they don't come here. When we're not there, 9/11 happens. When we're not there, ISIS happens." The congressman-elect also spoke about the recent comments made by Saturday Night Live host Pete Davidson, in which he called Crenshaw a hitman in a porno movie. "I woke up on a Sunday and all of a sudden, the world had come apart. It was really something to see. The guy screwed up," Crenshaw stated. "This stuff happens. The thing I am always saying is, do you really want to jump to the conclusion that this person is a terrible human being, right? We know the left does that about conservatives 100% of times.